My Unconventional Life, Stranger in a Southern Land, Inconclusive Breakdown, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Neckbreaker, and The Shining Wizards. These are the shows of the Shining Wizards Network. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here. Every week, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast is brought to you absolutely free of charge, and we thank you for listening. But if you'd like to help the show in other ways, here's a list of things that you can do to help out. Go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio and leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and make your purchase as usual through one of our links. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support us. If you like wrestling videos, go to shiningwizards.com and click the IVP videos banner. Once again, not going to cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support us. If you like lucha crates, go to luchaloot.com, and any crate that you purchase will get you 10% off if you enter the code WIZARDS at checkout. If you're looking to make a good lucha thing, visit luchashop.com and check out all the lucha merchandise there. Wizards at checkout will also get you 10% off. You can buy Shining Wizards t-shirts and other merchandise at shiningwizards.com/merch or at our pro wrestling tee shop at prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards. Become our friends on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. You can send us email at wizardspodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to see our videos, visit YouTube or Dailymotion and type in Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, the Shining Wizards Network at shiningwizards.com, or live Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern at swlive.net. From all of us at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, we thank you for listening, and again, thank you for your continued support.
Hey, everybody, this is the very boring Jay Lethal, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards Podcast.
I have a small dick.
God damn! Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where it's wrestling talk.
And I talk about the rest.
I am Tony.
Kevin. How is it?
And we'd like to welcome everyone to another fantastic edition here live on a Tuesday night. Your oral delights on Ustream at swlive.net.
Yeah.
How are you boys doing tonight?
Feeling pretty good, Tony.
Well, that's good, because it was an exciting weekend for everyone. Kevin's got travels abroad. Not on abroad, abroad. Eddie's got travels to the WrestlePro universe.
Yeah.
We've got a pay-per-view to cover. We've got Raw. We've got SmackDown. And we've got a ton of news. Fellas, how you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you today?
You like this professional tonight?
Nope.
This is new.
Nope.
What?
Yeah, we started real professionally.
Yeah, we started like we were in like the basement of a library or like the real quiet space that you're...
the quiet space.
Yes.
But then we came out of it with the hello and...
Yeah. Well, David Adams here.
I was going to go there. You beat me to it.
Well,
Debbie Kane here. She's going to chop your face.
With her face?
Yes. That's how she does karate.
Yes, it is.
She doesn't realize she needs to use her limbs. She just attacks with her face.
Okay. Kevin, how was your trip? Where'd you go? Mexico?
Yes. Came back with many diseases.
Awesome.
Yes. Did some good lucha things, though.
Nice.
So that was great.
Where were you?
I was in Portugal.
God damn.
Yes.
How are the ladies over there?
Harry.
No, they're freaking...
They're all beautiful, aren't they?
They're ridiculous. Yeah.
Just they all look great.
We went to the beach for one full day.
Topless beaches?
Sadly, no. I didn't see any topless... Sadly, no. I think they kind of... This was all organized through my company, so I think they may have known better.
Oh, come on. So, I hate your company.
No, I mean, I love my company. Okay. They just sent me to Portugal.
True.
So,
but then they go and send you to Wildwood Crest on.
I would actually prefer Wildwood Crest.
Really?
No, Portugal was fantastic. Not too short though, man. It was too short.
Yeah, but you know, you didn't have to pay for it.
I did not.
So good, take it.
It was.
You
it
take
was,
your good Lucia thing.
It's
and you own it,
dude. It's beautiful, man.
Yeah,
girls are unreal.
Really?
Of course, I touched none of them.
Of course, of
but,
course.
But
did any of them point and go, "Ooh, Americano"?
No.
Really?
I mean, not at me anyway. There were other Americans there.
They all pointed at Mega Powers, right?
He didn't go.
Why?
Mega Powers stayed behind for the services of.
Really?
Yeah, of Tank.
Wow.
From the Turnbuckle Throwbacks fame. So
really,
he pulled an audible last minute. So
wow. So
I couldn't bunk up. I love me some Mega Powers, but you know, I had a hotel room to myself in Portugal. So.
I don't think I care about anyone enough in my life that if they passed, I would not go to Portugal for free.
Yeah, but
that says a lot about my life.
No, that says a lot about David Powers, is what that does.
It really does. Because
he stayed back and wanted to be there for Phil and for the whole Rant crew and all that shit. So yeah, kudos.
Well, here's the thing. He's not down here. If, you know, this guy over here, if he dropped.
Oh, say, ooh.
What would we do?
What?
First, we'd have to ask if we could still use the basement.
Yeah.
For the studio.
We'd have to set that up.
But would you, if you had an upcoming trip, but his, you know, this guy over here, his services, what would we do? What would we do?
You need services?
This doesn't involve you directly. No. What would we do? Would you take your trip, or would you stay behind for, you know, this guy over here?
I wish I had Matt saying, what are you going to do?
I'd probably stay behind.
We'd have to talk about it.
Yeah, it would be a discussion, but I'd stay behind.
We'd have to convince each other that this guy over here.
Yeah.
If you did, let us use the studio.
Yeah, if that was.
Are you talking about Dave Powers?
If that was in the will. If he left us the key to the back door.
Or basement.
I don't care. I don't care.
Oh, wait, what?
No, we were.
Listen back.
No, I plan on. I always do.
Listen back. You'll get it then.
But
it was
a lot of fun. A lot of British, because we met with the...
Right.
Oh, the British.
Was Baza there?
I wish Baza was there.
Evan!
Like, I felt bad because I went to bed earlier than, like, anybody out there.
That's a fest for you to do.
So, like, I didn't get to see any, like, the nightlife. Like, we went out to, like, the bars that we were having our events at. But after that, like, I took a shuttle back to the hotel.
Why?
Oh, my God. What's wrong with
you? Because I started drinking at, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, I ruined everything.
That's your problem.
No, I mean, listen, it was still...
You like that shoe comment?
I still managed to have a good time. So let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, but you're only there for, what, 72 hours?
I still managed to have a good time. Let's leave it at that.
Oh, Kevin got some.
You did.
Kevin had a girlfriend while he was in Portugal.
So we will touch on that.
How much was she? Come on, man. Tell us about your nightlife.
Well, I love to boogie. She was only about...
17?
100 and something euro, which isn't bad.
I thought he was going to say 100 something pounds.
Wait, is this all true?
No, that's not true.
Of course it is.
You had a woman, didn't you?
Kevin was doing...
That's the yes bell. Come on, tell us about her.
I will tell you after the show.
No!
Let's guess her name, Tony. Kevin, I think her name was Bianca.
No, Bianca. You got to...
Come on.
A nice pork chop name.
What's her name?
Just going ahead and assuming that already.
Well, there you go.
Bianca.
Oh, no. You were definitely not grazing from your home company.
Her name was Svelta.
No.
Svelta?
Svelta. Because she's
Svelta pretty bad.
He svelt her up. So that's why you had an early nightcap, because you met Bianca.
Yeah.
You're like, Bianca, I got
So Dean Ambrose pinned John Cena clean last week on SmackDown.
Who cares? It's fake. Let's talk about your sex life with Bianca in Portugal. I want to hear about your nightlife in Portugal. Did you fit in with your skinny jeans and your Larry Dallas shirts? look at me. I'm American.
You want to get into my tight pants?
Come on. Tell us about it.
So, Drew Gulak and Tony Nese made appearances on Raw.
We're not at Raw yet.
We're still in Portugal.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
We are not in Lisbon anymore.
So she was a Lisbon, huh? Nice.
Listen, just because she stuttered doesn't mean she's not good enough for Kevin.
Hello, Kevin. I like you.
Lisbon, Kevin.
Te amo.
What did you tell her your name was? I'm sure you didn't say it was
Efe.
Ricardo? You look like a Ricardo.
Mi llama es Bill.
Mi amo es Bill.
Hola. Mi amo es Bill.
Hola.
Americano.
I actually said Tony, so
she thought you were Italian.
So if you get a phone call and Margie picks up.
Yes. If it's from area code 118712 ABC square.
Gave her all of your information.
Oh, good Lord.
I want to hear about Lisbon.
Not a whole lot to tell, man. It was fun. It was work.
No, the girl.
I was there for work.
Right.
Oh, her name was Lisbon?
Of course it was. What else would it be?
All right.
God damn it.
Kevin doesn't give us anything.
Nothing.
I'm smart, that's why.
How are you smart?
I am so smart.
Because I got a free trip to Portugal. That's how.
You could thank Mega Powers for that.
I could, actually.
God bless that Mega Powers. That's a good man.
He sure is, Eddie.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, you got to stop ding-a-ling-a-ding-ing.
It was like perfectly timed, though.
Every time.
Every time.
Bing.
Bing.
All right. I guess we have to talk about wrestling. I want to talk about this past weekend.
All right, let's talk about this past weekend first, then we'll get into the WWE's.
Okay, so WrestlePro had two free shows at the Edison Fair, standing room only.
Two for Saturday.
And you know what? One would think you go to the Edison Fair, we're just going to...
Oh, you know who I want to talk about?
Who?
The hot dog man.
Okay, we'll talk about the hot dog man in a minute.
From a hot dog land.
Yes, we go to the Edison Fair. You don't think you're going to get like... the best quality shows at the fair. You know, you think we're going to have fun with it, goof around, not really work hard. As soon as the first match hit, Mario Bocra versus Devin Storm, dude, they had like a WrestleMania match. It was incredible. So everyone had their working boots on. Everybody had a great match.
Did that match get posted to Facebook at all?
Yeah, I believe every match David Adams recorded with his phone.
I'll have to look
at
that.
But I'm telling you, man, two straight shows, back-to-back, amazing. Really, really, really great shows. A lot of fun.
They're always fun because you know, the guys don't want to hold back at all.
So no one held back. Yeah. Everyone was into it. The crowd was into it. We had a really nice turnout. We had a beautiful day.
Kathy Hummer was there. Humming along.
It was awesome. It was awesome. And then, directly after the show, I make the 1 hour and 45 minute trek down to wherever the hell On Point holds their shows, which is pretty far.
He's somewhere in New Jersey.
Is
that a good Louis impression?
Is that they don't run Voorhees, do they? Is that CZW?
No, it's Jason.
Yeah, Jason
Voorhees. Jason Voorhees. Boo.
Wait.
All right, so I get there. As soon as I pull up, I see Louis outside. I'm like, oh, perfect. I pulled around the back of the building, so I was able to go in the back way. I'm talking
just
to Louis.
Just the way Eddie likes it.
He's like, I can't believe you made it. I'm like, dude. I couldn't miss this.
Your Louis is so much better, even though it doesn't even sound like Louis.
It's such an exaggerated, like, it's like if Louis was animated and like
a cartoon
Louis. He was a cartoon Louis.
Life with Louis. So he was happy to see me. I made it. I saw about three matches. I saw Joey Janela wrestle. He did great. David Starr was there hanging out. And then Louis Masada.
Ooh.
These guys killed each other for 20 minutes. Masada body slams Louis on the outside onto one of those fans, those plastic fans that are on the floor. You know what I'm talking about? Like you get a fan, you put it on the floor. It's a box fan.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. The fan was kind of sideways. Louis gets body slammed on it, breaks his ribs. This is about maybe 5 minutes into the match. They went another 15 with Louis having a broken rib puncturing his lung.
Yeah, this is what's messed up. Like Louis being the champ he is, like,
kept going.
Yeah, and then, but like he went on with his life, and it was only like later on the next day where he was like, yeah, maybe I should go get this checked out.
Yeah, yeah, it was incredible.
He's
they
nuts,
were gonna
man.
Go originally, they were gonna go like 40 minutes. Yeah. They went 20. Louis couldn't answer the 10 count. He was like, shoot, done.
Yeah,
he was done. They killed it. He felt so bad. He felt like he disappointed everybody, but he didn't. Everyone loved it. The finish was awesome. Now people want to see a rematch. So a match that might have been a one off.
Now
there's probably going to be another one, but now they know. Watch the ribs, brother.
They need to film him and his wife arguing about the rematch, and her going, "You can't win, Louis.
You can't win.
I have to make a Hearts Off Fire video for Louis training.
Yes,
And he's just sitting on the train drinking Four Loko as the music plays.
Taking gimmick bottles, smashing him over the head just like this. Like me chugging a beer and then giving him the bottle and he just smashes it over his head.
No, but his training is just him like watching like porno videos and helping his kid do his homework.
While watching porno videos.
Like just completely like nothing to do with training.
Nothing at all. And then he's like, oh shit, my match is today.
Or just him building his like weapons.
Yeah. I'll tell you though, he took like 50 skewers to the head.
Oh, I saw
and not
that.
The top, it was the forehead, and Masada hammered them in like he hated him. It was awesome.
He probably did. Like Masada from speaking to him last week, he seems like things could set him off rather quickly.
Yeah, but this was a bucket match for both guys.
No, I understand. And I understand. But in the heat of battle, he might have just been like, you know what? Douche, douche, douche.
Oh, and Louis didn't hold back either.
Of course not. Louis's insane, too.
Tit for tat. Tit for tat. So after the match, Louis sitting in the back. I'm cleaning him up. Poor guy. He eventually went to the hospital the next day. Had surgery today.
Yeah.
And now he's home recovering. We wish our brother Louis the best.
He's probably listening right now.
Probably.
Crazy bastard.
It's probably hurting his ears as much as his ribs hurt.
I hope we're not making him laugh.
We're going to send him back to the hospital.
And you know what? I don't have any of those sounds on my board anymore.
Oh, God. Well, thank God.
Well, Louis likes those sounds.
I'll call him later and just drop those sounds.
Hi, you've reached Louis' house. Leave a message.
We don't want to kill the guy. He's in pain. But it was an awesome weekend. WrestlePro killed it. It was so much fun. And the debut of Hot Dog Starks in WrestlePro.
Oh, my God.
Hot Dogs. Oh, okay. Who took the picture with Hot Dog Starks? Was that you?
Dude, everyone took a picture.
No, but you posted one saying that you were going home with him.
Probably.
I think it was you.
Probably.
Yes, good times.
Did any of you see the Hot Dog Starks entrance
match?
Video?
Yes.
Tony,
yes.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it. I saw Hot Dog Starks himself. I did not see the entrance video.
Hot Dog Starks is amazing. He's just a hot dog.
I gotta know more about that.
He's a hot dog. There's nothing else to know.
There's nothing more.
No. That's
hey,
it.
Hey, you know who I haven't heard of in WrestlePro for a while? I don't want to open any Pandora's box if it's a problem, but is Johnny Howell still a guy? Is he still around?
Well, I'm sure he's still a guy. I don't think he died.
No, it's just that I hadn't heard anything about him. I was just wondering if he, you know, went on to other things or something.
He's still doing his thing. You never
know. Didn't he have a kid?
Yeah. He had a little baby.
A little cub.
Little cub. Yeah. You never know when Johnny Howell will return.
Little wolflet.
Here, Tony, this is Hot Dog.
I didn't want to break kayfabe or anything. I was just wondering if he was like going to make a return. Of course.
There he is.
The Mickey Mouse Clubhouse closing theme.
Look, he's a hot dog.
Of course he is.
He dances around.
Hot dog. A well done hot dog, if I may say so.
Oh, that's because he's black. That was really loud.
And I like how the mustard is in the shape of an S.
Yeah, for Starks.
That's awesome.
For Starks. Yeah, so we
so
have a hot
dog. So what drugs were you guys on when you came up with that gimmick?
We he's a hot dog now. That's all there is to it. He's a hot dog now. See, it's funny.
It is funny. It is.
God damn.
It's funny.
Oh, Jesus.
You should have seen how many people were taking pictures with him. There was a band playing some kind of song. I don't know. It was like, what song was it?
Oh, I saw that too.
I'm a something man. Whatever. They were playing a song and Hot Dog Starks is dancing and the band changes the lyrics to I'm a hot dog man.
Everybody likes Hot Dog Starks.
And he just commented.
On what? Oh, was he listening?
Yeah, he wrote, well done, hot dog.
See, it's nice to know that people of different backgrounds and different walks of life, like, we can all make fun of each other and it's all good, you know?
Of course it is.
Some people just don't get that in this day and age.
Hot Dog Starks is the best.
I saw that and I literally, like...
Did he wrestle?
Yes.
Was he the wiener?
No, but his fans, his fans are his little wieners.
Jesus
his cocktail
Christ.
Wieners?
No, just his little wieners.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So there's going to be I'm a Little Wiener WrestlePro shirts coming soon, right?
Absolutely. You there know how you much go. Marketing we can do with Hot Dog Starks? God, he gets to the ring. He throws mustard packets out at everybody. JP just opens his mouth and tries to eat Hot Dog Starks.
Like all meat between the buns or something like that?
Get over here.
Can I get a picture with Hot Dog Starks?
Yoo-hoo, Hot Dog.
There's an arm hanging out of JP's mouth. Just blood.
That's his ketchup.
Nah, it's just candy.
That's his ketchup. Did I just eat a human being? Did I just eat a live human being?
If JP had
a hot dog.
Not even a hat.
If he had a fucking penny for every time you guys reference him on this show, he'd be a fucking millionaire.
Agreed.
He would.
Jesus Christ almighty.
He would.
But it's just... We're talking about a human hot dog, so how could we not...
And a human being eating said human hot dog. Yeah, Hot Dog Starks was in the six-way, and it was a really fun six-way. It was awesome. Hush was in the six-way.
Did... I mean...
Hush was awesome. Hush, hands up.
He doesn't call spots very well.
Come on.
Oh, God. Sorry, I thought we were going there.
Well, no, we're not.
He didn't hear it anyway. Who cares?
I'm going to tell him, though.
You're awful.
Sorry. All right. We'll leave Hush alone. We make fun of Hot Dog Magoo all night.
Yeah. Hot Dog Starks rules.
Yes, he does. All right. Hush rules too.
Yes, he does.
And so does Habib.
I watched that match. That was a fun match.
The six way?
I watched the six way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When all Hot Dog Starks had to do was a flying crossbody.
Crossbody, yeah.
And then he got punched in the face and he went down like he got shot. He's a hot dog, not a human. What happens if you punch a hot dog? It just falls down.
You get meat on your knuckles. That's what happens.
Meat knuckle.
Yes.
That's what they call me. They call me old meat nugget.
Just sausage fingers and meat knuckles. There's a new tag team for you.
What, Phil and JP?
Phil and JP.
Sausage fingers and meat knuckle. JP's new name is Meat Knuckle.
Hey, guys. I'm going to get Ronnie to make me some shirts that say Meat Knuckle.
You got for Ronnie. Ronnie's going to make a Hot Dog Stark shirt and sell it.
Then I'm going to have meet and greets, and the sign's going to say Meat Knuckle.
Meet and greet spelled M-E-A-T.
Jesus.
Meet and greet.
Meat Knuckle.
Meat Knuckle. Oh, God. It sounds like an 80s bully from like an 80s movie. Oh, here comes Meat Knuckle again.
No, but they don't say it like that. They're like, yo, get, come on. Meat Knuckle's coming.
Everyone goes in their locker.
Yeah.
Debo's coming. Everybody hides. They put their chains away and shit.
Hey, Billy. Where's your lunch money today, Billy?
I ain't got no money, Meat Knuckle. Please don't hurt me. We're poor. We don't have anything.
Outside. 3 o'clock.
No, seriously, no. I got to get home. Yeah. My sister needs... I got to walk her home from school.
Punch. Your sister's a whore.
She's only in fourth grade.
She's still a whore. She takes after her mother, and her mother's a whore.
Yeah, that ain't right, Meat Knuckle. My mom's a nice lady.
Your mother's a whore.
Meat Knuckle Dice.
Oh! Hickory dickory dock.
Your mother's a whore.
Some bitch was sucking my cock. The clock struck two. I dropped my goo meat knuckle. Am I right?
Dude, what chick wouldn't want to be fingered by a guy named Meat Knuckle?
I know.
It'd be fucking amazing. I want to get fingered by Meat Knuckle. That's what they call my proctologist. Bada boom.
There's the name of the show.
Meat Knuckle.
Fingered by Meat Knuckle.
Just Meat Knuckle works.
Meat Knuckle.
Holy shit. Well, we got to leave the fun times now and move on to SmackDown.
Oh, wow.
We're not talking about a show from a week ago, are we?
Yeah, well, it's only 5 days ago in the Shining Wizards universe.
All right.
No, actually, no, you know what? You're right. It is a week ago. Holy shit.
What?
Our buddy Kurt Hawkins still didn't debut.
He's getting there. They're building him up, and
he's still doing the vignettes.
Yeah, but I thought he was supposed to debut like 2 weeks ago. What happened?
Building him up.
Fuck, build him up.
I know. We all want to see him. But
this is gonna be like the build up to fucking Funkasaurus.
Glacier.
No, man, you're not gonna debut this week. We're gonna get you on next week.
And then they debut him as like a rapper.
I love that gimmick, dude. I love it. When the first match he had, when he was calling spots out loud, and he's like, "What do you think? Should I get him?" And he's like, "Suplex time!" And he fucking hooks the guy. Dude, I love that fucking version of Funkasaurus.
Yeah, they dropped that fast.
Yeah, they told him, "No, stop it.
Stop getting over on your own. You're not supposed to get over."
We asked him about that when we had him on.
He was a good guest.
He was awesome.
He was a really good guest.
Took pictures with my kid like they were fucking best friends. He was so nice to him.
He follows me on Instagram.
He does.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's hot.
That is hot.
Are we talking about SmackDown?
Well, I don't know. Was there anything outstanding other than the fact that Kurt Hawkins is yet to debut? Yes, there was. Wasn't there?
Well, I mean, Ambrose beat Cena clean.
Happy do!
That's cool.
It's something.
Do you like? What do you think they're going to try to do with Cena now? Is like, is he going to be like?
He's in line to become the champion and beat Flair's record.
Yeah, but
that's
like,
why he can take these losses right now, because that's right around the corner.
But do you think that that's building to like, oh, he's starting to doubt himself, and this is going to be like, I'm on my push. This could be my last chance, kind of thing.
Nah.
Then
when do they do the match with him and Styles?
WrestleMania?
The one-on-one? No, they can't hold this out to WrestleMania.
Why not?
With monthly pay-per-views now again?
They'll never hold it out to WrestleMania.
But what are they going to piss it off on? The Royal Rumble? And then it's going to be Cena defending against the winner? And are they having two Royal Rumbles? Or
no,
are they gonna do,
they're not going to have two Royal
Rumbles. Are they going to do fucking whoever wins the Rumble is ya-ya and then the Elimination Chamber, so the Rumble is pretty much worthless anyway?
It's not worthless when there's two different brands.
It kind of is.
No, if a Raw guy wins the Rumble, he gets the title shot at Mania for the Raw title.
Exactly. Then
whoever... Yeah, but then SmackDown is just like, oh, we're going to take like some leftover guys and just have
But they're not leftovers because they're all on the brand.
Yeah, but they essentially these guys are going to have a shot in the Rumble and they're going to lose anyway, right?
Yeah, but it's not the same when there's just one belt.
They should have two Rumbles.
They're not going to have
two 20-minute Rumbles. Or two 20-man Rumbles. Ugh. I know, it'd be a lot to sit through in one night.
Ugh. I mean, I get what you're saying in that regard, because there might be... I see, but I think people will forget that they lost
You know
the
what
Rumble.
It should be now for, besides just the championship? The main event at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and not like one of the main events. Yeah. Like, this shit is going to close the show.
Whoever wins the Royal Rumble, main events WrestleMania.
Yeah, but you know how pissed off we all get when it's not a world title that closes the show.
Like, yeah, but it's going to be. The winner of the
Rumble. Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, the winner of the Royal Rumble, main events WrestleMania for the championship.
And
which championship?
Well, but that's
whoever
the thing.
Wins the goddamn then, Rumble.
Yeah, and then you look at it like, well, if Raw guy wins, Owen's going to be in the main event anyway. Or if, you know, SmackDown guy wins and that puts Styles in the main event or whoever the champs are. So then there's a lot of like foretelling, like who are they going to go with? Who are they going to have the balls to put in the main event, you know? Yeah.
Like the final fucking match.
Yes, absolutely.
That's it. No ifs, ands, or buts.
That's what it should be.
No John Cena or if The Rock comes back.
Nope, right. No
or
Brock
Undertaker,
Lesnar
Brock Lesnar. Nope.
Nope.
But now what if like Brock Lesnar comes back and wins the belt?
Cool.
All right.
Yeah, but here's the other thing I never liked, like from Royal Rumble to WrestleMania. Years ago, winner of the Rumble fought the guy who was the champ after the Rumble. You know what I'm saying? Like there was no like in between, oh, what if he loses the belt or this or that? Like that shit was locked in like 2.5-3 months ahead of time.
Yeah, because there wasn't a weekly show and there wasn't pay-per-views.
I understand, but I don't know. I still think that 2 month build to that championship
Listen,
match.
Listen, we
awesome.
All long for that.
I know
we do. Every like fan in our 10-year radius longs for that.
But he got the juices flowing by saying like,
"We're done.
Make it the real main event." So it's like, "Hey, what about this?" I guess I'm asking too much.
But that makes sense, right? Okay, since we have two world titles, we're gonna do it like this. Both are of equal importance, but the winner of the Rumble gets to main event WrestleMania. Now, if you think about it, that's everyone's dream.
Oh, shit. I just thought of something else.
What?
The fucking Raw guy, let's just say Raw A, who's going to want to win the Royal Rumble, he can talk shit to the champ and go, if I win the Rumble, you're main eventing because of me.
Yes.
And he's like, fuck you, I'm taking that
he's
because
saying
I'm
that
putting
too.
You in this spot.
He's going to say, fuck
oh,
you.
Oh, I love it.
Right on Raw.
Fucking love it.
See how good that could be that it won't be?
Fuck him in his asshole.
How good that it could be that it won't be. It's not going to be that way.
God damn, that would be awesome.
Woo!
That God would damn. Be so fucking awesome.
God damn.
I can dig that.
I could dig that. All right.
So that was SmackDown.
Cool. Moving on.
There was a pay-per-view.
Okay.
Fastlane 95.
All right. My thoughts.
Raw presents SmackDown 95.
Weird booking on the pay-per-view. Really strange. Nothing. It was like they didn't need to have it because nothing was furthered at all.
Nia Jax, they could have did that on Raw.
That was a pre-show.
Yeah, I understand. Well, but they I don't know. Man, whatever.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck they're doing with Bayley. She debuted... She was so hot when she debuted. White
She's
hot.
She's still fucking hot.
Got, you know what I mean. Got I that know. Huge pop.
Huge tits.
She was on fire.
Her pussy's hot.
Stop.
Molten fucking butter
gutter. Disgusting. disgust me. I'm trying to make a point here, man.
Her shit locker's juicy, too. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Right. I'm in belly land.
Probably is. What?
Who?
What are we talking about?
Jim Neidhart.
You know what? WWE is notorious for not pulling the trigger when they fucking should. And then people cool down, and they never get back to that level where they were.
Yeah, the problem was they were in panic mode because Sasha Banks was supposed to be out, so they were going to thrust Bayley into that and let it go on. But then all of a sudden, Sasha Banks came back. It's like, well, we just can't get rid of Bayley, even though they really wanted to, and that's what we got.
Who took the pinfall in that match?
Bayley did, didn't she?
Yeah. See, that's a mistake.
It is a mistake. She should have won the title.
Well, that, I think...
She's white hot. When someone comes in and they're new and they're white hot like that, you give them the belt and you let them run with
they
it.
They could well, they could have put it on Sasha and make it like Sasha gave Bayley the fuck you and took the pin
what
away
about,
from Bayley.
What about that old saying that's like the money's in the chase? Let Bayley chase the belt. She shouldn't get pinned, don't get me wrong. But she should still I thought the whole point
she's not even in the picture right now. It's Sasha Banks that's in the picture. It'd be maybe Bayley chasing Sasha would be better. Bayley, what did she get on Raw? She fought a fucking jobber.
I think Charlotte is the person that should have the belt, and I think the storyline should be Bayley chasing Charlotte, just like in
Bayley.
NXT, it was Bayley chasing.
Well, if you want it to be Bayley, then Sasha Banks has to lose that fight.
I agree. That's what I'm
like
saying.
Like Bayley could give Sasha Banks the Bayley to belly or whatever the fuck they call it, and then Charlotte shit cans her and fucking steals the win.
Right.
So then Bayley looks awesome. You just gave Charlotte the win. So now you get the chance to gun for her some more, you know?
So maybe they're not behind Bayley as much as we thought.
I don't think they are.
I don't understand it, though. Eddie's right. She was hot. You could have fucking booked it any other way.
Any other way
the
than
problem
that.
The problem was Sasha Banks came back, and they want to go with Sasha. So by fucking God, that's
there's
where they're
a lot
go.
More creative ways to get a feud like that interesting, to make it interesting.
Yeah.
They just went the wrong way. And the same with New Day in the Club. Listen,
they buried the club
with the awful comedy shit. Then they said they're tough again. And then they lose. They lose clean.
And again on Raw.
And then they lose again on Raw. And now we're pushing Sheamus and
Cesaro.
Well,
they lost clean on Raw, lost cheap on the pay-per-view.
Didn't Kofi get his coconut busted open pretty rough?
Yeah, he did. But fucking I'm saying, what? Why do you have to create... Okay, they didn't even have a finish to the best of seven. And they're not going to.
I thought you were having a fucking angina attack. You were just like, blah, blah, blah.
They're not. No, it makes no sense.
So now they're a tag team.
There was no payoff
wacky
for the best
tag
of seven.
No, it's the wacky tag team partners, an old Mick Foley special.
Wouldn't it have made sense if they said, okay, well, we're going to have a tiebreaker now. Okay. Or maybe we'll have a finish at the pay-per-view and someone gets elevated. Holy shit. What a fucking... Jesus Christ.
It's because they don't want to put either one in the title picture. That's the fucking end game on that. Because of fucking Owens now. That's why. Because Owens is the champion now. They went in a different direction with that, so they had to take Cesaro.
Yeah, to be fair, how big of a push would they have gotten? I mean, I still think we deserve a finish.
We deserve a finish. We sat through 83 of their matches.
And are we definitely not getting one?
No, we're not.
They're tag team wacky partners
now. How'd the best of seven end? Oh, it didn't.
So they were just done. They're just done with that.
That's it. Now they're wacky tag partners. And the New Day, listen. Okay, we get it. 400 days. Awesome.
Why do they need to take away the fucking length of the reign of Demolition? Like, is Demolition in the doghouse?
Dude, not Demolition. Paul London and Brian Kendrick.
Oh, shit. What? But were those the SmackDown belts or?
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't matter anymore. The fucking tag belts are the tag belts.
Still, New Day, their time is up. The club is more than capable of being a great heel tag
team. Dude, they look so like...
They look dominant.
They look dominant
hell.
And like an old school throwback tag team that could get...
Not going to happen.
Dude, and I feel like Carl Anderson, like the more I watch him, and obviously we all know how great he is already, but I feel like he has now like... He's got something that makes him look like he could be like a... Like everyone sees Gallows because of the size that, oh, he's the dominating guy. Carl Anderson, I think, could be just as fucking badass as...
They're both great.
Yeah.
And Anderson's great on the mic.
He is.
He is great on the mic. So that was the shits. That's the shits. I'm sorry. Okay, and now we have this, okay? We can combine the pay-per-view and Raw because they're essentially the same fucking show. Besides the 30-minute Roman Reigns Rusev segment that also really didn't have a finish. But anyway... Enzo and Cass have been getting their asses kicked and losing to the Shining Stars for a few weeks now. All of a sudden, the Shining Stars are nowhere to be seen, and we have Enzo and Cass main eventing Raw and losing. couldn't have the Shining Stars cost them the match at least? What was the point of Enzo and Cass losing to the Shining Stars in singles matches and in tag matches, only for the fucking Shining Stars to evaporate and be gone and not mentioned, and then put them right back in the main event only to lose again? What was the point of fucking hurting their credibility?
You make a good point on that, and you know what? I'm sitting here, and I watched that match last night. I have no faith in Enzo and Cass anymore. I don't give a shit about them.
I don't care. They lose all the time.
It was job well done by WWE. I just don't care. I'm finding Enzo to be fucking annoying. I think Cass has too much of a baby face with his expressions when he tries to get Enzo like up to make the tag.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. Cass was dominating in there. He looked good when he was in the ring.
Right.
But they make me not want to care, and I find myself not fucking caring.
And that is where WWE is wrong when they say wins and losses don't matter, because perception is everything. And you're not going to perceive a loser team as winners and as champions, as people you can get behind, because you've seen them lose so many times. Oh, who cares?
Yeah.
By the way, Coach Stiffwood says that they should bring back the Can-Am Express. I think he means the Can-Am Connection, right?
Yeah, you know what? Isn't there a team on the independent scene that's wrestling as the Can-Am Connection right now?
I don't know.
I thought there was, but
shout out to Dylan Stiffwood.
Yeah,
you confused the Can-Am Connection and the U.S. Express.
I would bring back Strike Force. I liked Santana and Martel.
I liked them too.
I really liked them a lot.
We can talk about that later. Teams we would bring back.
Oh yeah,
but right now I just want to finish ranting because Raw is a fucking disaster compared to SmackDown. SmackDown is actually doing pretty good. I think I enjoy SmackDown. I think the storytelling is good. The progression of the characters is good. But Raw right now is, ooh, how are Stephanie McMahon and Mick Foley going to coexist?
There's going to be Team Foley versus Team Stephanie. I called it a while ago.
All right, what about?
Let's finish the pay-per-view first.
Well, I mean, what about the top two programs, which are Roman Reigns and
Rusev?
I'm okay with that.
I don't think that they should have had 30 minutes to start Raw.
I think they would have if we had a winner or a loser. I think you could have done 10, 15 minutes if it was just going to be a fucking count out.
You don't give people a 30-minute match and have a count out, a double count out.
And it was basically the same thing as Cesaro Sheamus from the night before.
Yeah, where are we going, guys? Where are we going?
How do you have two of those matches back-to-back with like almost... I mean, and they were both physical. I don't remember which one was more physical. I think Cesaro Sheamus was probably the more physical of the matches.
They were both good matches. Yeah.
You saw the dive Cesaro had. Sheamus just bumps instead of like trying to catch him.
Yeah, good job, dude, Sheamus.
Dude, Blue Meanie. Did you see Blue Meanie's post
no.
that night? He's like, I don't know why so many people still continue to do that move.
There's a suicide dive in every match.
Yeah.
And it needs to stop. Dean Ambrose's suicide dive looks like shit. He just runs and kind of like pushes the guy.
Yeah, like he just puts his hand. But you know what? He's fucking not breaking his neck by putting his hands out.
That's true. But you know what? Stop. I don't need a suicide dive every match. I don't. I'm
trying to find me.
Keep it in the goddamn ring.
Yeah.
Like a match never finishes with that. It doesn't even result to anything near how you're going to win or lose.
No.
So like why do it?
You know what it
and
is?
And it's dangerous.
They're not wrestling now to tell a story. They're wrestling for the quick pops. You know, it's spot pop, spot pop. It's not a slow build from the beginning to the end. But I will say this. Rusev and Roman Reigns work really well together.
They sure do.
Yes. I'm going to take nothing away from either guy. I think Roman Reigns is going to get that fan reaction eventually that they want if they keep him in this feud and let him build up as U.S. champ. I think that's working for him. And I think that's a good spot for him right now. And as far as Cesaro and Sheamus, both guys looked awesome in their best of seven, but no fucking finish, and now they're a wacky tag team.
Yeah, it's like I said, when Kevin Owens got put into the title picture, it just changed everything.
Yeah.
It really did. And they panicked. Instead of trying to figure out actual like natural progressions on things, they panicked.
And now Seth Rollins is hurt again. What's the injury?
Ribs.
Okay, so that heals.
But
eventually,
we don't even really know what it is yet. He just had an MRI.
Maybe he needs an operation.
Poor guy.
Yeah, well, what are you
going to do? Either he's being called reckless and unsafe, or he's getting hurt all the time.
He's going to follow Mr. Kennedy to TNA, and he's going to be Reth Solins.
Well,
sorry.
According to the dirt sheets, he has about...
All right, well,
he has till Sunday.
Save that for now.
To sign with TNA.
Was there anything else on the pay-per-view worth noting?
main event finish kind of was out of nowhere.
Yeah, the whole Jericho stuff.
Well, Jericho considers himself part of the Universal Championship too. My best friend, our championship.
Here's what I don't get, right? Cesaro and Sheamus crash over a guardrail with a simple move, and there's like 38 doctors checking on them. We got a dead referee in the fucking main event for 30 minutes. Not one doctor comes out to see if he's okay?
No. Why would they?
Jesus Christ.
And could Stephanie oversell it so much by standing on the fucking, on the top of the ramp with that dumb look in her face?
Can she go away?
She needs to.
Or, you know what, just in little bits. In little bits is fine.
No, every once in a while when they need like an important ruling or something, drag her out like fucking Linda or Jack Tunney or
something. Yeah, I don't need three segments on Raw with her and Mick bickering.
Yeah.
I don't need to see that shit. I don't care. I don't care.
I don't care.
Remember back right when the brand split happened? I think it was JoJo or Renee Young asked Cesaro, how do you think Mick Foley and Stephanie McMahon will coexist? And Cesaro goes, I don't care. It's not about that. It should be about the boys.
And they weren't even on the first show.
No.
After the split, I don't think. At least not until...
Not like this.
The opening, and then that was it.
Now we have this shit again.
Yeah. Bunch of shit.
Who cares?
Was there anything else from Raw?
Couple squash
cruiserweights.
Matches. Oh, the yeah, cruiserweights. Thank you. Cruiserweights.
Going back to the pay-per-view and Raw.
Okay. TJ Perkins, best music on the roster right now.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. 8-bit Mega Man-like song. Oh, so good.
Friend of the Shining Wizards, TJ Perkins.
Friend of the Shining Wizards. I love his gear. I love his look. I love his personality.
And I kind of like the belt.
I like the belt, too.
It's
I like
different.
The belt. It's
it
cool.
looks like a cruiserweight belt.
It looks like a cruiserweight belt. It's cool. I like everything about it, and I like everything about TJ Perkins. I think he's an awesome representation for that cruiserweight division right now. And I think Brian Kendrick is the perfect catalyst
for
TJ
Perkins.
Oh, he's
an evil motherfucker.
So good.
Dude, that headbutt at the end of their match at the pay-per-view was awesome.
You want to talk about headbutts real quick? I just want to go back in time.
Wait, let's get a time machine. Whoa, we're going
back.
Not
that far back. Louis Masada. Traded, shoot, full force headbutts.
Jesus
that sounded
Christ.
Like bowling balls being thrown at bowling balls.
Yeah, but the joke's on him because I got nothing in my head. Sorry. I'll get a Louis yet.
I was nauseated.
By the joke or by the sight of those two hitting each other?
Both. But the headbutts nauseated me more than the skewers. But you're right.
That's like a thud that's just like
you don't
want to
hear that.
Hear,
no. Yeah. You don't want to hear that. But anyway, you're right. Kendrick, the heel turn, brilliant. Good shit. I love what they're doing. Kendrick is going to help TJ Perkins elevate his game too.
Well, TJ Perkins is a 20-year guy. He's no rookie either.
Right.
You know
but
what I mean?
If you need someone guiding you on the main stage that's been
in a WWE.
In a WWE atmosphere,
yeah.
There's no better than Brian Kendrick.
I agree.
There's no better. That guy.
That's why he's the Brian Kendrick.
He's fucking terrific. Remember,
who was his bodyguard?
Ezekiel Jackson.
Right.
That's right. Big Zeke.
Remember Kendrick was on our show and he was all late because he fell asleep?
On the yes. floor.
On the floor.
Or was on like a mattress on the
He called
floor,
back.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, hey, I'm so sorry. I was sleeping. God, it was awesome.
Yeah, but I think Kendrick stepped up his game too.
Oh yeah.
So because he knows, like, I think all the stuff in the cruiserweight was a shoot. Man, this is like I'm 38, bro. Like,
it's time.
This is it.
Yeah.
And what a great surprise to see Drew Gulak on Raw.
Fuck yeah.
We yes. hid Drew Gulak in a closet in your basement.
Tony, can you find? Do you know the episode offhand? What that is? Can I Google that?
You could probably go to the website and search Drew Gulak from the page.
We hid Drew Gulak in the basement in a closet.
We've got an autographed picture of Drew Gulak, the CZW champion, thanking me for being a number one fan.
That's right. That's
right. And I've got a shirt from the man himself.
Can we talk about the fans?
Well, let's also mention that Tony Nese was on the show, too.
Yeah. Tony Nese is superstar.
Fucking A, he is.
He is incredible. He is built like a brick shithouse. And he can do the high-flying moves with the best of them.
I'm so glad I had a chance to call his match with Rude Boy Riley, with Trevin Adams, for when they did the Joint Evolve show.
That's awesome.
And they beat the shit out of each other, dude. It's like seeing these guys, like Tommaso Ciampa and fucking Johnny Gargano, like calling these guys matches, like seeing them at some mm-hmm. point
yeah.
before they made it to the big stage. It's fucking it's
We got
awesome.
Rich Swann there now.
Yes.
It's unbelievable what we're seeing on TV.
We've had how many times have we had Gulak on the show? Like
quite a few.
Three times?
Yeah.
Here's the thing that's so weird about WWE right now is physically the matches I don't think have ever been better. It's mm-hmm. the it's the strange booking. You see, like a fan like me, I can't invest myself into just a great match. I need a good story.
Somebody described it like this. It's a bunch of solid matches that no one gives a shit about.
That's exactly
it. And I wish I could remember who said it. I want to give credit to him.
A purist from a purist standpoint can sit back and watch these matches on YouTube if they want to watch a good match. You know, just look back like, oh, this was a great encounter. But a guy like me who watches every single week, I need a story to be invested into. And when you see people that should be in a spot where they're not, and you see the reactions start to die, like Bayley, you have Enzo and Cass who are just floating around now, losing to the Shining Stars for no reason.
To be fair, the talents that you mentioned still get the biggest pops of the night.
They do.
Other than New Day.
They do, but they're not as big as they were. Right. And perception is everything.
And I'll touch on your... I'll tag along onto your story.
Oh, you're a tag along.
There's nothing on the show now that makes me be like, oh shit,
I can't miss this shit.
I can't. I have to watch next week.
Yeah.
Nothing at the end of the show anymore. And I hate to keep harping back to like the Monday Night Wars because I know we're not there anymore.
It was episodic TV though. You built from the beginning of the show to the end.
And at the end of the show, when you had the NWO Battlings thing, and they cut off in the middle of the brawl, I gotta be like,
cut off the middle of the brawl.
Cut off the middle of the brawl. That's my move.
So Portugal.
Yeah. Yes. But there's nothing that makes like the end of the match, the main event on.
It just ended.
That was it.
They beat him.
Okay. All right. So why am I watching next week? What moved forward after you just beat a tag team that's essentially, like you said, been squashed for the past 3 weeks?
You can't beat these guys.
Why am I watching next week? Yeah. Like, what do you have to offer that says, shit, like, I can't miss next week's show?
Right.
There's nothing.
Nothing.
And again, we had agreed that for every time we shit on Raw, we're going to find something good, which we did with the Cruiserweights, and that's a great thing.
And we did with Roman Reigns and Rusev.
Roman Reigns and Rusev. And for the most part, other than maybe the treatment of Bayley, the women's division has been okay.
Yeah.
But it's like...
Except for Charlotte.
In the bigger picture...
She's so dangerous.
She's like man face.
What?
That's okay.
It's just so bizarre. Like, it's, again, going back to the Monday Night Wars, everything that they did, at least to close the show,
bless you,
made me want to watch the next week. Mick Foley winning the belt. How are they going to follow up with that next week?
Yeah.
NWO invading.
Yeah.
How is that going to, what's going to happen next week?
And speaking of Foley, still the best promo. Foley was able to make Cesaro and Sheamus look better in that backstage promo in a matter of like 45 seconds than creative has in years. For them, Foley put them over better than creative has in all the years they've had them. But for the love of fucking God, I don't want to see them as a wacky dude tag team. I want to fucking finish that best of seven. Dude, I was getting into that best of seven.
We have Rhino and Heath Slater. We have Golden Truth. We have Jericho and Kevin Owens for that.
Yeah.
Would you guys think it would have made a difference if, say, Cesaro wins the match?
Yeah.
And then the next night on Raw, Cesaro said, like, you know, like, oh, you get your title match, whatever you want. The world is your oyster. And then Sheamus comes in, and Sheamus, like, looks him in the eye and says, you know what? You beat me. Let me shake your hand, this and that. And Cesaro says, you know what? You beat the hell out of me, and nobody's beat the hell out of me like that before. I want a tag title shot, and I want you to be my partner.
Or,
does that make any difference?
No. This is what they could have done. They could have done that exact same thing. Cesaro gets the title match. Sheamus costs him the match. Now you have a blood feud. Now you have a feud instead of a best of seven.
You could have
a no-holds-barred match. You could have a cage match to finish it.
And that also buys Cesaro time because he still has his title match down the line, but it's still a little crowded up there.
Yeah.
So he goes through a blood feud with Sheamus, wins that. That settles down. Boom.
And then then Cesaro cashes in his title shot between the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania and fucking loses anyway.
No, wait. damn it, Tony.
But in the meantime, you don't always have to be champion to be over and at the top of the card.
I know, but if he gets a title shot anyway, now the feud with Sheamus, because now that's a blood feud and they keep going, it gives him, now you're winning a blood feud.
Yeah.
That you're winning a feud, you're winning a best of seven, and now you're winning a feud that has purpose.
Right.
So then that should put you right up at the top
No. One would think, right?
Especially if it's guaranteed if you win the best of seven.
Guaranteed.
Plus they have tag teams. I still don't understand that mini Shining Stars push over Enzo and Cash, only for them not even to be mentioned.
Enzo and Cash.
Is that what I said?
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
What'd I say?
I think, it's your, I think it's your allergies.
I said Enzo and Cass.
No, you said Cash.
Oh, no. Choking on spit over
I'm
here.
I'm sorry. It was funny. Just the Enzo and Cash.
Episode 177 is when Drew Gulak invades the Shining Wizard studio.
Fuck that. What was it? Episode like 30? That was the...
29.
That was the, can you tell us about your wrestling experiences in the past?
God,
that was Drew Gulak, people.
God damn.
The guy that you watched on Raw yesterday was the guy that Matt interviewed going, could you tell us about your wrestling experiences in the past?
God, if you look at our numbers back then.
Why, they were bigger?
No.
Don't, you got to remember, the feed changed like twice or three times from that.
All right.
So those numbers are like from the last time the feed changed. Yeah, don't panic.
Don't get me wrong. This is also 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So
those numbers have changed. No, they've changed quite a bit.
Enzo and Big... They should have called them Big Cash.
It would have been funny.
Big Cash.
He could have came out with dollar signs on his lapel and shit.
Yeah, because he's big money. Big Cash.
Anything else from...
We're going to call you Cash because we think you're going to draw money.
We're going to call you Cash and you're going to go to the ring eating cashew nuts.
Yeah.
And your gimmick is going to be you love nuts.
Yeah. We're
going
to call you Cashew. Putting these nuts...
Yeah, I totally forgot that you already did that.
All right.
There you go.
Well, is that it for Raw?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to take a commercial? We'll come back. We'll talk some news and notes and get into some other
I am so
wrestling shit things.
Fucking full of snot.
And I'm so jet lagged.
It's
right
semen.
Now, so.
Eddie's coughing up semen. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Shining Wizards live on the Ustream at swlive.net and maybe in podcast form in some way, shape, or form. Whatever. Yeah.
Oh, guess what, Tony?
Yo. When I want to get my girl naked, I flash the Zubaz.
Everybody knows when I'm excited when I wear my Zubaz.
Slide over that fanny pack and show that visible erection your Zubaz. Zubaz.
Shining Wizards are happy to welcome Zubaz as a brand new partner to the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast.
If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants.
Zubaz.
We'll wear fucking Zubaz everywhere.
Are those Calvin Klein jeans you're wearing?
No, my brother. Those are Zubaz.
Dude, they have sock. They have a tie.
They have stretch pants, too.
They have a Road Warrior animal lucha mask.
Do you want to dress like the Sandman?
Then get yourself Zubaz.
They're so hot right now. Oh, yeah. Zubaz.
Get all the fly bitches wearing your Zubaz.
The High Spots Wrestling Network is proud to become a partner with us, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. To offer listeners one free month, that's right, one free month of the High Spots Wrestling Network, go to the website and use the code WIZARDS, make sure it's in all caps, and all new accounts will gain access to over 2,000 hours and counting of premium wrestling content. The High Spots Network features top worldwide promotions such as PWG, Progress, RevPro UK, WXW, WSU, and it highlights many regional U.S. promotions such as PWX, Full Impact Pro, NEW, the Queens of Combat, IWA Mid-South, AAW Chicago, and many more. Subscribers will also find hours of shoot interviews featuring all the episodes of The Kevin Steen Show and Old School with Steve Carino. They're also highlighting the original content that High Spots produces, such as documentaries featuring Jim Crockett Promotions, The Rock and Roll Express, and fan favorites like $5 Wrestling. Something for every wrestling fan can be found at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. For the low price of $9.99 a month, that's right, $9.99 a month, fans can stream hours of content to their mobile device, tablet, PC, or stream on their televisions through Roku. Check out the High Spots Wrestling Network today. HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, proud partners of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's the Impact player, Mr. Phil Ray, inviting all of you to join myself and my co-host, Kid Human, as we are from the current to the way back, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every Friday at 9 p.m. on rantamradio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. can go get our stuff at TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, GeekLifeRadio.com, and search Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the TuneIn app.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown, a weekly uncensored and anti-PC look at entertainment, pop culture, professional wrestling, and current events. We also do a weekly top 10 list and fan casting. You can find our show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or the Satchel app for Android, or you can download direct from Libsyn. So come on out of your safe space and join us in the real world, won't you?
Hey, you! Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, The Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, The Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
And we're back, and tonight, in the role of Matt, doing the plugs, it is Shining Wizards Kevin.
I love you. And I also love these Friends of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The king of the segue.
Gonna run through them quick again. I always forget when Matt's not here, so we're gonna go through them real quick. Of course, start off with our friends at WrestlePro. WrestleProOnline.com, Wrestle at WrestlePro on Twitter. Big events, October 14th and 15th are going to be a big weekend for them. October 14th in Cresco, New Jersey. October 15th in Brooklyn, New York. New York? Ryback, Santino Morella, which I can, I think, call him Ryback now. I don't know if that's official, but...
I think it's... Well, it's going to be his name unless somebody challenges it, but I don't think they will.
So the big guy, Santino Morella, X-Pac...
X-Block!
All your favorite WrestlePro guys, Shining Edward Jackson, the Five, everyone. It's going to be great. Check them out. Guys, House of Glory, houseofglorywrestling.net. They just had an event out at the Elks Lodge with Damian Sandow.
I think it's HOG Wrestling, isn't it?
HOGWrestling.net, correct?
Where did I say it? You said
House of Glory Wrestling.
Yes, it doesn't matter. Keep going. You're
all
good.
Right, Battle Club Pro, they're going to have an event out in Brooklyn this weekend. It's going to be... get the fuck away from me.
A nipple and a fart.
A nipple and a fart.
Jesus.
That's what our plugs have become.
Nipples and farts.
940 Garrison Avenue, Bronx, New York. Is it the Bronx? Yes, the Bronx. Doors open 6, bell time 8 o'clock. Doors open 6:30, rather. Guys, check out smash-wrestling.com. Beyond Wrestling, look, my no fans. Kevin Gill Show. Check him out. He does everything. He does everything.
He pretty much does.
He does it all.
Woo woo.
Kevin Gill's got the West Coast. We got the East Coast.
That's right.
We rule America.
CZ Wrestling, On Point. Obviously, the great event they had.
I also real quick. All right, I'll talk.
No, it's fine. This is part of the show. This doesn't have to be.
Oh, okay. On Point, the talent they have there in their locker room.
This will get superb. I can stall a little bit.
Yeah, superb. A great group of guys. That was my first On Point show in a very long time. These guys go all out. They go all out. They fucking deliver. And they have an incredible locker room. And I was treated very well there when I showed up. So, props to On Point, man. Good. If you guys can, go check them out.
Yep. Like I said,
I can't eat
CZ
the Cheetos.
Who else?
We got a show this weekend.
Tier 1, right?
Do we have a show?
Dennis still has his ring stolen.
There's a show in the Bronx this Friday, this Saturday.
Saturday, I plugged that, Battle Club Pro.
Cool.
We are going to be at Legends October 15th in Monroe, New Jersey. Special guest JTG. Don't miss out, legendsoftheRing.com for all your information.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Like, just come out and hang with us, because I'll tell you right now, we always have the best time at Legends. And we'll do some trivia, we'll do guess whether this wrestler's dead or alive.
Wanted.
Remember when we did that with Hawkins?
Yeah.
So it's gonna be great. So I think Rude Boy Riley is working Matt McIntosh at the Battle Club Pro Show. So follow.
They just added vendor guests Bob Backlund and Maria Kanellis, Medusa's going to be there. There's a DDP yoga workshop on Sunday the 16th. I'm just trying to give the people some...
And, of course, the WrestlePro has...
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm trying to get there.
Ryback, the Bromans.
I think Ryback is like one of the... Yep.
Santino.
Featured guest, the big guy.
How awesome is that?
Kurt Angle, DDP, Cody Rhodes, Arn Anderson, and Tully Blanchard will both be there.
Wow! You don't listen.
Bundy's going to be limping in again.
Wow! It's awesome, man.
Sean Mooney will be there, people!
Jesus. Sean, if I'm going to get a picture with one person,
it's probably going to be
Sean Mooney.
Of course. Who? Remember when Heenan used to do that?
Yeah.
Time for the event center with Sean Mooney.
Who?
Todd Gordon's going to be there. Dude, there's a lot of fucking huge names. This list has changed in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be a great
Perry
time.
Saturn is going to be there.
Awesome.
Perry fucking Saturn.
This is no news to anybody. It's probably the best run wrestling convention.
Oh, definitely. No doubt.
And this
I haven't been to the Mid-South one, so I can't speak for
it
those.
It seems like it's a lot of different people than usual.
Wait a minute. Andrew Anderson's going to be there because Kevin Sullivan and Brutus Beefcake will both be in the house. So guaranteed our buddy Andrew Anderson's going to be there.
Who has the bigger table? Andrew Anderson or Brutus Beefcake?
Oh, Andrew Anderson, definitely.
Absolutely.
Virgil's going to have the biggest table for him and Ted DeBase.
There's a lot of room in the parking lot for tables.
Well, let's get into news. Tammy Sitch is scheduled to be there, but unfortunately our favorite Sonny is allegedly in legal troubles again.
She apparently violated her probation. Listen, we don't know the story.
It's what's being reported.
She has a trial to determine whether or not
she violated her probation. Yeah, I know she's been in the hospital.
There's a petition to revoke her
okay.
probation.
I know a lot of people like to kick people like that when they're down.
Yeah.
You know? She's always been good to us.
That's all I can speak on.
So we consider her a friend.
Exactly.
No matter what she's going through in life, we collectively wish her the best.
Yes.
Of course.
You know, no matter what your opinion is of her, personally, the way in our dealings with her, she's always been super cool,
and
super nice, super real.
And Sonny, sweetie, if you're going to be there, I'm actually rooming with Kevin and Matt the night before, so I will be in Monroe if you're looking for some company.
Did you just call me sweetie?
Oh. Why, Nicole Bass is going too?
God damn. We have to do it because soundboard dynamite over here.
Soundboard dynamite. Mr. Slow on the take over here. Captain Hesitation.
He does this to make up for not being on it the whole night.
Then he hits every single button.
And then that's
it. That was disgusting.
No! The medley.
I have a small dick.
Oh, hey. All right, enough of that.
Oh, God.
Keep going. I mean, the big story, obviously, is probably what's happening with TNA.
Yes.
Apparently. And how dire the situation apparently has become.
Now, there is conflicting report out there. Well, there are conflicting reports, but Dave
there
Meltzer...
There be conflicting reports. Oh, we got to get to questions, so don't let me forget.
No, Dave Meltzer seems to believe that, like, worse... This is, like... Should we do questions now
just in case people are asking about this?
No, let's just do the news. We'll just if they did, fuck it. Then they don't get their questions answered. Or they already get them answered. Whatever. Apparently TNA doesn't have enough money to either run their tapings the next week or even run the pay-per-view this weekend.
Jesus.
And Billy Corgan, from the get-go, they said like the deal that they were trying to make with him probably is going to take a couple more weeks to hammer out. Even he said it. There's probably not going to be money to do the shows this weekend.
Fuck.
And of course, this starts up the rumor mill again that WWE is going to buy that tape library, which is what I said is the only thing really worth any money to them.
Now, what about contracts?
And can they buy the tape library separately, or do they have to buy the whole thing? And if they do buy the whole thing, it's probably a drop in the bucket for Vince McMahon to just pay these contracts out and get rid of the guys they don't want and bring in the guys that they're interested in.
I think
in.
We're getting way ahead of ourselves with that.
No,
because
of course.
There still are options. Dixie Carter's not out of the picture. The media company, whatever the fuck their names are.
And Energy?
Aralax or whatever they're called. Anyone can still swoop in and make these tapings happen. But again, it doesn't look good.
No. They've been on the skin of their teeth.
But this also
years.
Butts head with the fact that not only did they sign Adam Rose. No, not Adam Rose. What the hell's his name?
Aaron Rex.
Damian
Sandow.
And
Cody.
Yes, and Cody. And Cody's wife in the past month.
Yeah.
So there's got to be money somewhere, right?
One would think.
Well, that's the tangled web of this. That's why it's so convoluted that it's not as easy as saying... Well, WWE is going to swoop in. Oh, Billy Corgan can write a check, or Dixie Carter could either walk away and go bankrupt and sell it or some shit like that.
Which is why we've been taking this report with a grain of salt. But for some reason this week, it's like really been hammering home like, hey, there's no money. We don't know for sure.
Yeah.
People have been conflicting on Meltzer's report. And Meltzer's not always right, but we don't know.
Arrolux is the...
Isn't that the company owned by the Harris twins?
Are they the ones that fronted all the
Sieg
money?
Heil.
Yeah.
For like the for them to tape?
I think
which
so.
Which is why...
And now we watch the wrestling.
Which is why like now like they could come in and say, hey, listen, you owe us all this money.
Hey.
Just give us ownership. Or Billy Corgan can be like, hey, I've fronted you guys since August or whatever. Give me the president. I'm the president. Let me take ownership.
Now
it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. I heard that it's $40 million. It's not worth $40
million. It's not worth
it.
If they get $4 million, they should look fucking happy smile and a handshake.
WCW went That's, for $2 million.
$2.5 million for WCW. And there was so
and
much
they
more.
Shit it away.
There was so much more in physical like assets that WCW
yeah.
had.
Yeah.
You know?
Vince burned money when he bought WCW. Burned it.
Yeah.
Out of spite.
I mean, well, when I said we're jumping the gun with the whole WWE buying it thing, at the end of the day, doesn't he always win when you look at history?
He's winning now.
Doesn't he always, when like we say like, oh, he's not going to buy WCW, he bought WCW.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not going to buy TNA.
He might.
He probably could buy TNA.
He could. Oh, he could if he wanted to.
If they sold, like, and
that
he would
be the worst thing to happen.
What, to buy TNA?
If Vince bought it, yeah. There'd be no more TNA.
Oh, all right. Well, that's the obvious, but I don't think it's the worst thing for the business.
It is. All those guys.
Yeah, all those guys, but you know what's going to happen? Vince is going to pick and choose who he wants to bring on, or Hunter's going to pick who he wants for NXT.
NXT then, is lacking right now.
Because everybody's been, like, they've been bumping everybody up and moving around.
Yeah. It's an interesting time once again for pro wrestling.
Well, and this is what's going to happen. All these talent are going to be available.
They're going to do an invasion angle with Rockstar Spud and Crazy Steve.
The only ones they take, like the low-end contracts.
Maybe more guys for the cruiserweight division.
The only guys on contracts, as far as I know, are guys like Hardy, Angle. Not Angle. Hardy.
Hardy.
Is Cody under contract?
Abyss.
I guess he'd have to be.
Abyss is, think. Right?
But that was never actually revealed. That was just... Did he debut yet?
Just vignettes.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a wait and see.
Yeah.
It's a wait and see.
But trust me, whenever after this weekend, we'll know a lot more, and that'll be the story, and we'll probably have a lot more facts this time next week.
Right. Okay. Questions.
Speaking of which, wait. There's a little more.
There's some other stuff going on out there.
Drew Gulak, and who was the other one that were actually put on the WWE.com roster?
Tony Nese.
Word is from Evolve that they're not contracted to WWE, but Evolve in their contracts, or WWE on Live, I should say.
Yeah, if they want to go.
They have a clause where it's like, hey, if WWE wants them, they're more than welcome to go, but they're still like our contracted guys.
For now.
Yeah, so it is what it is.
I think Evolve, from what I read, will give them a full release if WWE
yeah,
wants
it. Yeah, I also read that too.
That's
right.
Just
well, I would a product. Hope so.
Yeah, that's just a product of the relationship.
And that's a great relationship to have.
D-Von Dudley, speaking of relationships.
Agent.
Yes.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job. Let him chillax.
I just wonder, though, with him becoming an agent, does that set up a return of Bully Ray or a debut of Bully Ray in WWE?
Eventually, perhaps. Or maybe he'll do some indie bookings for now and then come back. I don't know if D-Von has that kind of pull, and I don't know if that's what Ray Dudley wants
and he
to
also
do.
He also hasn't gotten the job yet.
Who?
D-Von.
He was there in his suit.
Mm-hmm. He's getting a trial.
Oh, he's getting a trial?
Let me see.
Why can't they let the black man have a job, for Christ's sakes?
Oh, he's holding the black man down.
Jesus.
God.
Jesus.
Make D-Von great again.
God, whatever happened to that?
I don't know. They're hanging out with the shining stars somewhere.
D-Von's life matters.
Fuck.
Jesus!
Hold on, let's see.
We got a lot of questions. Can I get to questions?
Is there any more news? I just want to make sure we're not missing anything. I know it was a short news day. Paige was back, but I don't know if she's still suspended or she's still hurt, whatever. Yeah. So her suspension's
according
over.
According to PW Insider, we are told he is getting a look by the company for a possible role as a producer.
He'll be fine.
I mean, yeah, but I guess we're
that's gonna, it?
That's for that.
All right.
I mean, what else do you want to talk about?
Is there more news?
Finn Balor updated everyone on his surgery. He had to have some stem cells in his elbow. to help his... See, yeah.
You know how many fetuses died to save Finn Balor's shoulder?
Now that would be like if hot... Imagine if like hot dog Starks have his little wieners, like Finn Balor has his stem cells.
Wow!
Jesus.
Oh my God. Update on lowlife Louis Ramos. Apparently he's doing fine because I said we put you over tonight and he goes, I'm going to put you over with my bare ass.
Fuck it right in the pussy.
So... Louis doing well.
Yes, he is.
Back to normal.
Real quick before we get to questions, were there any dildos in the match?
No.
Wow, Masada must have gave him shit in the back.
Or they didn't get to it yet.
That's possible.
That's the payoff.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can only imagine. Imagine instead of a bed of like barbed wire, it's just a bed of dildos. Mm. And you land on it. You don't get hurt. You just feel a lot of shame.
A lot of shame. He had it in his
like
bag.
Like Masada taking a bump on a bed of dildos. Like, imagine how disgusted that would be for him. He was so disgusted at the fact that we mentioned them last week.
I know. I don't do that shit. Masada wants to be on our show.
I know.
Paige and Luke Harper still continue
Masada
to be
Masada was on our show last week.
We just talked about Paige.
I'm sorry. Paige is still hot. She's what? A crazy
we
fucking
just talked
British
about Paige.
Girl.
We just right. talked about Paige?
Yes.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
That she's still hurt.
She's still hurt and not suspended anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we did.
I was searching for news about Paige while you guys were talking about Paige.
All God right. damn.
That's a good lucha.
They said penis.
All right, let's fire up these questions.
Okay. Okay.
Questions! Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. All right. Is Wait. This one comes from Hot Dog Starks. Our first question from Hot Dog Starks. It's a good question. If there was any point in wrestling history you can go back and change, which moment would it be?
That's yesterday.
That's a loaded question, yesterday. No, I already have mine. I would have changed history when WCW was bought by WWF. I would have, if I could change it, I would have let Eric Bischoff buy WCW and see what he would have done with it. If I personally could have changed that history, I would have done that.
All right. Along the same thought process, if I was Vince McMahon... and I had ECW on the payroll, I would have kept that alive and let Paul Heyman run ECW and let that still be a thing today.
Good. Yeah. It's a good one. It's a real good one.
I'd have Hogan Flair at WrestleMania 7.
Fuck. That's a good one, too.
You mean 8?
Whatever. Yes, yeah. 8.
Excellent. Good question, Hot Dog Starks.
I would go with that one, yeah. And I would put Flair over.
Yeah.
I would put Flair over.
Yep.
Make it shenanigans with Mr. Perfect, however you want to do it. But at the end of the match, 1, 2, 3.
Oh.
And Hogan doesn't get to clean house. Hogan is left laying like he was left laying against Yokozuna, and that's it.
Oh, I also would have made Shawn Michaels the Marty Jannetty.
There you
Whoa!
Go.
Whoa! And everybody could just call everybody the Shawn Michaels of the team. Yeah.
Even though Matt Hardy was the Marty Jannetty, and now he's the Shawn Michaels.
Yes. All right. So then I'd make... Marty Jannetty is still a big star.
Absolutely. You know what, though? Marty Jannetty wasn't a big star because of Marty Jannetty.
I know, but that was just really a joke. That
he had amazing matches with Kurt Angle.
Sure as fuck did. All right, we're getting off course here. Yeah. KP Burke, why is Shining Wizards Kevin a bad kisser? Do you think it will get better with time and more practice?
Yes, he's a bad kisser because he tries kissing women even though he doesn't like it.
Exactly.
And will he get better? Yes, if you put some fucking chapstick on, you fucking McPrick.
Or a man in front of him.
I could actually text like at least like 10 girls right now that'll say that I'm the best kiss they've ever had.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Kevin, and Eddie, you know some of them, so.
Okay.
Eddie, no lie. Kevin's the best. Ooh.
Jesus.
Oh, but KP Burke, the other answer is practice.
This one's from Kes Krisaris.
Who?
Kes Krisaris from what you call Neckbreaker.
Oh.
When eating dinner, do you guys eat the main course and then the sides or vice versa? I usually eat my steak first and the sides afterwards, but that's because I'm not a terrorist.
What the fuck?
I usually eat the sides with the main course at the same time.
It depends, too. Like, there's certain sides that I like to eat together. Like, you ever get mashed potatoes and corn, and you take the mashed potatoes
and
dip them in the corn?
Of course.
Yes.
Oh, that's the best.
Pretty sure that's why they invented Thanksgiving. You just put everything on the same fork.
Oh, my God. Dude, my favorite food ever is the day after Thanksgiving.
Mm.
Cold turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, the fucking, everything, the stuffing.
So
I even throw a zing of mayonnaise on there, too.
Zing! Nice.
And cranberry sauce.
there any wrestling-related questions on this?
Keep it going. Keep it coming.
Todd Brantley, who are you guys looking forward to seeing at Legends of the Ring? Sean Mooney.
Other than Sean Mooney?
Saying Sean Mooney and the Brainbusters.
Yes, Anderson and Blanchard, definitely. And J.J. Dillon's going to be there. I'm going to stop by and say hi to him, too.
You should do that.
He's a former guest of the show, too. Hall of Famer, by the way. All those guys are Hall of Famers.
I'll actually probably go with... Is Cody Pat's guest too or no? Is it just Ryback? Is it Ryback, the Bromans, and
I don't know. I'd have to look. You got to give me a second.
Well then,
it's up on the WrestlePro page.
Wait, I'm getting there.
Well, you guys look that up.
I'll go with Ryback now.
This one's from Tim.
No, Cody Runnels is just under the Super Ticket lineup.
All right, this one's from Tim. I can never say his last name. Myoblol? It sounds like a cough syrup. Timothy Tylenol asks, how much would you pay to hang out with Vince for an entire weekend? Legit, I wouldn't go more than $1,500 to pay to hang out with Vince for a weekend. But I would pay $1,500 to hang out with Vince.
I would pay a lot if I had
If I had it?
Yeah.
I would do like $3,000, but for a weekend package. Like you stay at the McMahon estate.
You fuck his wife and his daughter.
No, wow. Jesus, Kevin, really? No, but like he puts you up like in one of the guest rooms in his house. Like there's bed and breakfast. Like you wake up, you could have pancakes with Linda and Vince and all that shit. You get to like sit at poolside with Pat Patterson and Mean Gene and like book a show.
Yeah, but how much time of it is spent actually getting inside his head and asking why he does things? Like, if I can do that, I'd probably pay a lot more.
I don't know.
I would pay $1,500 to sit with him for probably 5 hours and pick his brain.
Yeah.
Like, have a nice dinner.
Yeah.
And then go out in his yard, have a cigar, sit by the pool.
Yeah. $1,500.
You know what?
That's
not bad. I got to jump with Eddie on that.
I think that's fair.
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, how do you... Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go higher, but I think that's fair.
I would spend more if it was an entire weekend staying at the estate just to like check out the land
and maybe go into
and all the shit he must have in his house, like collectibles, memorabilia.
I'd pay
that
a lot
stuff.
More to go to the fucking warehouse.
Oh,
and seeing all the shit that's in there.
Fuck yeah. That'd be awesome.
Okay, going forward. KP Burke, 9/11, inside job or creative booking by Vince Russo? Inside job. Okay, KP Burke again.
God, Jesus.
What is Matt Bowman's beard care regimen? Shit is always looking glorious.
Are you serious?
It's semen.
Yes, and actually, his wife jerks him off while he lays on his back.
Pretty sure there's some.
He just arcs him. He arcs him into his mouth, and then he drools them back onto the beard.
There it is. There it is. It's like Prel conditioner.
Hi, buddy. Hope you're listening.
Only better. Okay, Shane Marcel Campany. What do you guys think about Matt Hardy being approached by WWE, and in your general opinion, excluding the Broken Matt character as well as the Brother Nero character, who has had the better career?
Yes.
Okay. First part.
Has that happened?
It's rumored that they're sending out feelers to Matt Hardy. I think it would be a smart business choice for Matt Hardy to go over to the WWE as long as he can do Broken Matt.
He's got to have unfettered like control of his character, though. Never.
And I would say up until now, Jeff Hardy has definitely had the better career, so to speak. But I think right now, Matt Hardy is beginning to eclipse Jeff Hardy.
I don't know about eclipse, but I think Matt needed to reinvent himself more than Jeff did.
Yes.
Like, Jeff kind of endeared himself to a certain like segment of the audience.
But now Matt is, like, the hottest thing in pro wrestling, where I don't think Jeff Hardy was ever really the hottest thing in pro wrestling. There was a while where he was, like...
Yeah, that's
he
arguable.
He was there. He was there. But I don't think... Like, Matt Hardy right now is the hottest thing in pro
Matt
wrestling.
Matt is hot, and he's hot for a specific reason, because he was able to cross over from being TNA hot to being mainstream wrestling hot.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a big thing for him.
And it's also you got to give him a lot of credit for actually becoming this hot in pro wrestling in TNA.
And it's so stupid and it's so dumb, but you look at what he's created and it's fucking awesome.
So yeah. Vince approached him about just doing the character, not just coming back?
No.
They sent out feelers to say, hey, you want to come back, I guess.
But the question is, would he be able to do the character?
That's the $64 million question. Yeah.
I would say it would be smart for him to go, only if he can do the character. Okay, next
question. He doesn't need any money.
Hot Dog Starks again. This is a quick one. Should it be only one Money in the Bank match?
Not with two brands,
though.
Yeah. Can't.
Can't do it.
And it's unfortunate, because that match should just be one to stand out on its own.
Unless it's a dumb multi-brand match.
Yeah, but then you only have the one briefcase, and then can that guy cash into anybody?
Either
like,
one.
There's just so many.
But then again, say one guy has the briefcase and he can cash him wherever he wants. That's kind of cool. Like, you're watching Raw and all of a sudden a SmackDown guy comes in with the briefcase.
Well, that's what it used to be.
I like
when
that.
When they had multiple champions.
I changed my answer. Let's go to one. It ups the game.
I stick with two.
TJ Vegas. Who is someone that didn't get to be a part of the cruiserweight stuff you feel would have been a great addition?
David Starr.
Yeah.
Currently?
Yeah.
And Shane Strickland. Swerve.
Yeah, David Starr is a good answer, actually.
There's a million of them.
Matt McIntosh.
I would put Rude Boy Riley in there. He's fucking come a long way in the past two years.
JT Dunn.
Yeah.
Yes, the juice.
Rick
good
Santos.
Call.
When are the bodies going to face the hit squad?
I thought you were putting Rick Santos as another guy for the cruiserweight.
When are the bodies going to face the hit squad whenever it's booked? Kirk Everswick, rate the Wizards' farts, worst to not so bad. Tony, me, Matt, Kevin.
Yeah.
I might flip-flop you two, but the only reason I would agree with that is because you come with a fucking vengeance.
When I come with a vengeance,
Matt doesn't Matt doesn't fart all that often. You are pretty consistent.
I never
and
fart.
And pretty putrid.
I can be putrid sometimes. Kirk says, Kevin's farts definitely smell like half-off discount Yankee candles, cinnamon, and coffee.
That's my man. Attaboy, Kurt.
Kevin, your brother asked, Donald Trump's sniffles, pneumonia or cocaine?
I'd say it's the cocaine.
Cocaine.
Yes, always cocaine. Wow. You're fired.
Justin Anderson, what would you want to see in a broken Matt Hardy movie? A drone war?
Yeah.
A drone war with lasers.
Oh, and
a magician. I'd love to see a magician.
Oh my God, that's such a loaded question.
That is fucking great. A magician?
Yeah, I want to see a magician and drone wars. But I think the only thing they're missing is a magician. And maybe some time travel. Yeah.
How about a floating ring? Like a ring that's like 30 feet off the ground.
It just floats to the sky for no reason?
Yes, like Shaq balloon. Like they get in the ring and then it just lifts up.
They wrestle in the sky.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Or like if Matt Hardy, that's like how he gets back to wherever he's got to go. It's just
wrestle in the sky with jetpacks on or like hanging from balloons.
No, hanging from the fucking, what are they called?
Marionette. Strings?
No. I just said it.
Oh, the drones.
Vanguard 1. Yeah. Hanging from the drones. With just puppet strings.
Oh, my God.
Like a drone battle.
The drones are in control of the wrestlers. And
they operate them like puppets.
Yeah.
And a magician. Okay, that's what I want to see.
Maybe a puppet show.
KP Burke, does Jericho keep coming back to pay off his new tattoos? Yes.
Fucking KP.
Yes, he does. And I think that's it for now. Those were good questions,
Hold on,
folks.
I think I had a Twitter question.
Ooh, Twitters!
Where'd it go?
I like those questions.
Mentions.
This is fun. This is a nice little change of pace, the questions tonight.
What'd you guys all think of Smiling Bloody Kofi from Frozen Finn on Twitter?
Look good. Look cool. I always like when there's a bit of blood.
Yeah. All right. Well,
look, you look badass. Can I say?
Thank you for that.
You what almost said I that say? Like a Jamaican.
He look badass, man.
He look badass.
He look badass, man.
He look badass.
He look badass, man.
Oh, shit.
That's it. Those were good questions. We should do that every week.
We would try to.
True statement. Wow.
That's it.
Anything else over there, question-wise?
No, I'm just going through the list of people that are going to be at Legends of the Ring. This is fucking amazing.
Does that say Ben Stiller?
Brandy, formerly known as Eden Styles.
Oh, that's Cody wife.
Rhodes.
Yeah, that's not Ben Stiller.
I don't know. Ben Stiller should be there. Oh, what do you guys think about Ashton Kutcher being on Raw next week? Yeah.
Wait, is he going to be like fighting with someone?
They're doing a thing with him and some other jabron, doing a back and forth with Kevin Owens and Jericho over who has the better best friend. What is Ashton Kutcher doing now that he needs to be on Raw?
Well, the better question is what is Danny Masterson doing? Because that's who he's bringing with him, the guy from that 70s show.
What the fuck?
Hyde.
The guy that looks like Jamie Miller?
Yeah, he's bringing Jamie Miller to
No one knows who
Raw.
Jamie Miller is.
Yeah, no, but you guys know, so fuck them.
Stupid. I hate when we do that.
What?
Bring up our friends that no one has any fucking idea who they are.
Who gives a fuck? It's our show. God damn it.
I care.
Fuck that. Fuck Jamie Miller, too.
Oh!
Send him dick pics.
All right. Ashton Kutcher. I mean, come on. Come on. You're going to take the hottest act on Raw right now and put them in there with fucking Ashton Kutcher?
What do you guys think about that, by the way?
What?
Like, I'm sorry.
I love what Jericho's doing right now.
But what, like, where do you think it goes? Because you're already seeing like
it's going
stuff
to,
of like Kevin Owens being annoyed with him.
It's leading to a championship match
between them.
Yeah, yeah. And it's going to be great.
And Jericho's going to win.
I hope so. Jericho's the best shit on Raw right
you
now.
You really think that's going to be the best thing if he wins?
Yes. He's as validity.
And he doesn't fucking lose anymore either.
No, he doesn't.
He lost the Fandango.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even touch on that, the Sami Zayn Jericho.
Well,
yeah,
come man. On. I mean, Sami Zayn's good, but he's not in Jericho's league. Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry. Right guy won. Validity.
How much does Sami Zayn weigh?
I know where you're going.
Is he cruiserweight material?
I don't know.
Why? They can make anyone cruiserweight material if they really want to.
No, they keep it legit. Tyson Dukes told us.
If they really want to.
I understand.
They kept it legit for the tournament.
Yeah.
I don't know if they keep it legit every Monday. I mean, you're not going to book a Raw and the guy's going to show up to the building and be 2 pounds overweight.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome.
Like, oh, well, I guess Kalisto. Well,
holy shit. Imagine that Kalisto shows up one night and he's 2 pounds overweight. So then the next guy down the line gets the shot. And then there's heat and he attacks him. And then he can't wrestle him to get his comeuppance unless he loses weight. So then the bad guy's trying to fucking eat all the time, and the other guy's trying to starve him.
I'm like, sneezing so much, but that's such a great storyline.
Put diuretics in his food so he's constantly shitting so he makes weight.
Oh, my God. They do a weigh-in, and he doesn't get it, so the next guy does, and there's heat over it.
Yes.
So the other guy keeps trying to make the other guy fat.
And you know who originally did the make weight gimmick?
Who?
Matt Hardy.
Yes, he did.
When he was trying to get down to cruiserweight.
Disco Inferno did it first.
Did he really?
Yes.
Did he really?
Yes. I guess so.
Fuck.
Wow. That's funny.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
That would be funny.
And a dude's like, you're not going to get revenge on me. I'm going to eat a bunch of cheeseburgers.
All right, here's a question for you guys. How many months until WWE loses interest in the cruiserweight division and they all get squashed by Braun Strowman? I give it 5 months.
No.
I'm more interested in to see how they use the cruiserweights overall on the brand. Is one cruiserweight going to end up challenging for like what's a belt? The US title?
No, they can't.
Like
they're going to keep them completely separate.
They have to. They have to.
But like what if this guy gets like so amazing? Like what if they have like let's just say
then he gains a pound and he's no longer a cruiserweight and then he moves forward. He can say okay, so he that's can how say they in an interview, it. You know, right, I'm moving forward it. From the cruiserweight division. I'm going to challenge for the US title. I'm going to put on 5 pounds. I'm going to work really hard, be in the best shape of my life and take the next step.
Now, here's the question too. Do they give the cruiserweight title enough respect where a guy like say Sami Zayn or Finn Balor says, "Hey, I'm going to cut weight to try to win this belt."
I don't think they'll do that.
Like, isn't Finn Balor, like, if you saw Finn Balor or Sami, like, wouldn't you assume that they're, like, kind of in that cruiserweight? Or at Neville?
Yeah. Kalisto.
He's on SmackDown, isn't he?
Who?
Kalisto?
Kalisto's a former tag champ, a former U.S. champ.
Or, like, Xavier Woods could be a cruiserweight, right?
Technically, but.
Do you see them using main roster guys, or do you expect this to be exclusively guys they bring in for the division?
I hope it's exclusive. The main roster guys have enough.
Yeah, because I mean, the problem if you bring in main roster guys then
or
it's
NXT
like,
guys, let me put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. But then it's going to be like those guys are going to necessarily have to be better than the cruiserweight guys. You know what I'm saying? Like WWE logic,
right? That's
it doesn't
WWE
benefit
logic.
Anyone. If say if Xavier Woods goes down and he beats TJ Perkins for the title. Oh, well, fucking Xavier Woods has been a tag team champion for 3,000 years. Of course he's going to win. And then if TJ Perkins wins, well, he just fucking lost to a cruiserweight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's all how... I mean, but not if they build the cruiserweight title up to something. That doesn't necessarily mean... Like,
I think anyone that falls into that division who's like on a current WWE or NXT roster, it kind of hurts them.
All right, so then is this division a mistake overall?
No, I don't think so.
Not at all.
I think it's a great showcase for these guys.
And so far, I think they're doing a great job. They have a feud over the title.
Yeah. Another thing, which I was actually wondering whether or not... How do you feel about the tag team? Like, is this just like a showcase? Like, why would you have cruiserweights wrestle as a tag team if there's no...
Showcase.
Yeah. Okay.
And it gives them more of a chance to do spots together or do like the chain, like X hits Y, Y hits Z, double A jumps over the top and takes them all out.
But I'll tell you what, though, if they ever wanted to have Rich Swann and Cedric Alexander as a tag team, I think they'd be freaking gold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? They have so many guys. Who knows? They might do a cruiserweight tag title.
You never know.
It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to
four sets
to
of tag team,
especially
champions.
If Triple H has his way and he wants to usurp all these guys from.
I like that word.
ROH.
Usurp? I can't even say validity right, and you can say usurp. I say validity. Valavadu.
What sounded good to me?
Valavadu vagina. Well, come and have a drinksy with the Bill Cosby. Have a little drinksy. Put the pills in the pudding. Put the pills in the pudding. Zip it doop a dog. Get on your knees.
Man.
Wow. Wow. Is that it?
I got nothing else unless Kevin's got something he's going to pull out of his hiney. Kevin, maybe do you have some plugs? Plugarinos.
I want to say this.
Okay.
We have some upcoming announcements that we will be making shortly.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Some potential additions to the network.
Oh. You mean the Shining Wizards Network? Available at shiningwizardsnetwork.com?
That's what I mean.
So you mean you can listen to it on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, and Google Play?
Right.
Fuck yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Also, if you go to WrestlePro's YouTube page, WrestlePro issue number 8, the last event at the Rahway Rec Center is up in full for free. So check it out. It's awesome.
Fuck yeah.
The night before we head to Legends, I'll be heading down on the 14th. The night before that, I will be at Sona 13 in Marstown, New Jersey, telling the jokes.
Mm. Yeah.
So there's that. We have time.
Knock, knock.
Bring in the funny.
Knock, knock. Who's there? It's me. It's me, Kevin. So
the Shining Wizards Network, a lot of great shows.
Knock, knock.
Not to mention of which, Nigel McGuinness has been fucking tearing it up, too.
Knock, knock. Who's there? It's Nigel. Yeah.
Fucking Nigel.
Knock, knock.
And our buddy Jake Manning's having a lot more of the wrestlers on lately, too.
Jake Manning. Fuck, big time wrestling always is a packed house.
Dude, you saw the pictures, right?
Fuck.
That fucking place draws big time.
Fuck. Yeah.
Huh? See what I did?
That was good.
I know. I'm pretty talented sometimes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
JT.
Oh, Jesus. JT who?
Knock, knock.
Oh, you fucked up. Who's there?
I had nothing. Just knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mike.
Mike who?
Mike cock in your mouth.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mike.
Mike who?
Mike McGurk. The following contest is scheduled for one fall. knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mike.
Mike who?
Mike Kyoto. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, Jesus.
Am I right?
Knock, knock.
Who's there? There?
Mike.
Mike who?
Mike Kunterts, you bloker.
Jesus.
Wanker.
Jesus.
Wanker is what I meant.
On that note.
God damn.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mike.
Mike who?
Mike crotch is itching. Can we end the show?
We're ending the show tonight with the best theme in the WWE today. Oh. DJ Perkins. This is so fucking
pew,
good.
Pew, 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 pew.
I regret the last minute and a half of the show, though.
Pew, 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 pew.
What? I regret the last minute and a half of the show, but this is going to make up for it.
Why?
Because we told
great knock-knock jokes. Come on.
I combined bloke and wanker and called... It's like, my coon hurts, you bloker. That's what I said.
I said, Mike McGurk. The following contest is scheduled for one fall. Remember her pantsuits?
She looked like
Vanna White.
Like the circus person that would, like, tame the lions.
She's got some stories. You got to check out her shoot interview.
We should get her on the show.
I'm down.
We can make that happen.
We should make that happen. I would love to talk to Mike McGurk.
You know what? We got to make it a mission of ours. We got to get a few people that are going to be at Legends and get them to come on the show.
Yeah.
I'd love to have Sean Mooney on the show.
Yes, Sean Mooney would be great. I want some salty, bitter vets on the show. I want to hear complaints and bitterness and angriness and mudslinging. That's what I want. I love
that's
what
we all want.
I love that shit.
All that good shit and more. Well, this has been fun.
Sure has.
Yeah.
And see you fuckers next week.
I believe so, yep.
There you go.
Bye.
What was that?
I don't know what else to say. I'm at a loss for words.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Fuck your face. What a fucking show, huh?
Oh, God. I don't want to do shows ever again.
Yeah, you know what? I think we should call it quits after this.
Well, when are we going to tell the people that is like... This is like our last show ever. I mean, it's coming. It's either next week or the week after.
I know. Well, tell him Matt's having a baby.
But he is.
No.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to say anything yet.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Matt's having a kid.
No shit.
Yeah. It's kind of early, so you're not supposed to like break the news so early. But yeah, he's having a kid.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. He is, Kevin.
Oh,
just because he didn't tell you.
Yeah, jeez, Kevin.
I wasn't expecting him to tell me, but...
Yeah, he's having a kid.
That's fucked up.
Imagine what his kid's going to look like.
Slip one past the goalie.
I hope it looks like his wife.
I hope so.
At you don't want to look like Matt.
At least get the looks.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
Well,
it doesn't matter. No matter what it is, it'll get tits from either one of them.
Are we going to give Matt any of the money that we're going to make when we sell the Shining Wizards to the other people that want to buy it?
No, he's not going to know about it.
We just can't tell him and just pocket the money?
Dude, we'll just tell him it's over. That's it. I'll tell him we're giving the name to Jay Silva. He's going to do something with it.
That works.
Fuck it.
That works.
Jay Silva gave us the 2.5 wrestlers. We might as well give that to him.
You think Matt would freak out knowing that like the WWE bought the name Shining Wizards and that's why we're not doing it anymore? You think they'll make him mad that we didn't give him any of the money?
You think
because they
want to
start a table. They want to start a stable called the Shining Wizards.
He'd be so pissed.
We can't tell him that.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Oh, God. Okay, Kevin, you can tell us about your encounter now. Like, we know it's a guy. It's a guy.
How big was his cock, Kevin?
Hey, is this thing on?
Did you hear him grunting?
Yeah.
Oh.
Post a picture that Fala put up on fucking...
Fala's thumb's falling off.
Oh.
Just messing around.
Yeah, fuck you. Go home.
Just busting.
Oh!
Good night.
Good night, you fuckers.
Busting.